News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Presidential candidate Catherine Connolly has confirmed she employed a woman convicted by the Special Criminal Court for unlawful possession of firearms. She defended her decision to hire for a six-month period in 2018 and claimed no one from An Garda Síochána contacted her to say the person was unsuitable for the role. For more on this, we're joined by Pat Leahy, a political editor of the Irish Times. Pat, just bring us up to speed on this story. What exactly do we know at this stage?
Morning, Shane. Yeah, well, we know that the woman in question, Ursula Ní Shonán, was jailed, as you said, by the Special Criminal Court, which is the court that is normally used for organised crime, subversive organisations, that type of thing. She was a member of IRGI, Socialist Republican Group, but she was jailed for what looks like an attempt to steal arms. She was arrested in a stolen van. She and her co-accused were stopped close to the premises of a firearms dealer. One of the weapons that was discovered in the van, Gardaí told the court, had been used in a murder in Talla in 2002. There's no suggestion that any of the people in van were involved in that. She pleaded not guilty. She was jailed for 6 years in 2018. She was early released. According to Catherine Connolly, she had been a model prisoner. So she had turned her life around. And Catherine Connolly then sought to employ her in 2018, the year that she was given early release from prison. The way it works at Leinster House, Shane, is that you can get a day pass. Anybody can get a day pass if a TD or member of staff signs them in. But if you wish to get a permanent pass, you have to go through some sort of security vetting, and the Gardaí do that. The Journal reported earlier this week that Gardaí had blocked the issuing of a security clearance to this woman. Now, Catherine Connolly yesterday denied that. She just said that the process was not completed. And after 6 months of having to be signed in by Ms. Connolly or a member of her staff every day, then Ms. Ní Shonán simply left. So there's some confusion, I suppose, and maybe this is where the story goes today, just about that actual point. Yeah. Was she refused a pass, or did she just not get one? Now, in some cases, you might say, well, if you don't get an answer, that's your answer. But
Pat, is anyone raising a question about the appropriateness of continuing to sign somebody in while that person is awaiting security clearance? That would seem to be an odd approach, would it not? That we're going through the process to see if this person gets clearance, but in the meantime, you can continue to sign them in.
I mean, look, you know how Leinster works, our Leinster House works as well as I do, Shane. My guess is that, having observed it for a few years, is that it would be unusual after a long period of time, like 6 months, like if for an initial period, people get signed in and out all the time. But for somebody who's effectively working there permanently on a full-time basis, for them to have to be signed, aside altogether from the inconvenience of it, it would be a little odd. I think there's one more point of clarity that we don't have yet and that would assist people in making up their minds about it. Catherine Connolly says that she was no longer a member. This woman was no longer a member of IRGI when she employed her. We know both the Irish Times and the Irish Independent are reporting this morning that during this period, IRGI was claiming her as a member when she was in prison, and in 2018, it was referring to her in Facebook posts as a member. Now, so I think that Catherine Connolly might be asked, well, how did you check out that she was suitable? Catherine Connolly says that she checked her out after a release and employed her because she was a person who had rehabilitated herself. It would be interesting to know more about that checking out process, because normally the checking out process for somebody who wishes to work in the House of the Oireachtas is done by the Gardaí. And that's where you know, we seem to have come across this slight ambiguity about it.
Is it potentially damaging to Catherine Connolly's campaign?
So I think very much yesterday, while privately, I can tell you for sure that some of Miss Connolly's backers were very nervous about it. In public, everybody was rowing in behind her, trying to shut down the story, saying that this was a question of rehabilitation, etc. And my guess is that, barring any further disclosures about it, is that she gets beyond that in terms of her own internal campaign. Where I think it is damaging, Shane, is that I think if Catherine Connolly is to win this election, she needs to build a broader coalition than she has at the moment. In other words, she needs to move beyond just to the left-wing parties who are supporting her into the middle ground, where a lot of those swing votes that decide Irish elections are. And I think this sort of thing, allied to maybe some of her previous comments about Germany and US and Britain and France and so forth, that risks damaging her with those middle ground voters. But look, that's a guess at this stage.
Okay, Pat Leahy, a political editor of the Irish Times, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. We will, incidentally, be talking to the German ambassador to Ireland. Joe is going to be talking to him in Business News in about 20 minutes. So Joe will be asking, no doubt, his reaction to Catherine Connolly's comments about German military spending and the comparison with what was happening in 1930. So do stay tuned for that as well. Still.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.